Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Rebecca Malope featuring Ducky and Mighty Power. On to the second hour of the show. Very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. It is, of course, a Monday. Do you know how our Mondays are structured? Every single Monday for the past couple of weeks, we have had Fathers Matter because the subject of fatherhood matters so much to me. You know, when you've traveled the road and you know what the lack thereof means for you and how important it is for another child to actually have a father figure in their lives, this really becomes a pressing matter in your heart. And so, once again this afternoon, I am joined by Bob Jeff Cele, coming all the way from Heart Lines. Today we are discussing true reconciliation. And I think though the word might sound new to you, it's one of the things we've really had a chat about with Bob Jeff to say, how do fathers go back to their role? You know, how do we try and mend that relationship once again? But without taking anything away from Bob Jeff, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon to you, Luco, and the listeners. Thank you for being here.
So we're talking reconciliation, Baba. It is the day of reconciliation in South Africa.
It is.
Reconciliation is such a loaded word. Are we reconciled as a nation, and are we reconciled to each other?
Wow. A subject close to my heart, Luco, when you talk rebuilding and growing together. But look, you are so right and correct. It is a loaded conversation. I don't think we can start this and go and flow without going to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verses 18 to 21, where the Bible says, all this is from God who reconciled us first, that is, to himself through Christ. So reconciliation is not just a flower hanging there or kind of a word that we can employ and it does the wonder. It's an active move of action, or it's a verb, it's a doing word. Somebody needs to take an initiative. In this, it says that God was reconciling us to him, or the world to him. But there's something that grabs my attention on the same verse. It says, he gave to, through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. It is a ministry, Eluko. It's designed by God, initiated by the first person who moves, a person who got Christ, who moves with Christ. It is a ministry. There's a particular outcome that has to show up. And but the life part in verse number 20 or so, it says, we are carrying message as minister, and then as ambassadors. Now, if an ambassador, I was just listening to a conversation about the head of the United States going back home, talking to South Africans, saying bye-bye. He's learned things. He's talking isiZulu, he's talking isiXhosa, he's talking Chisanyama. And when ambassadors of God, we need to be talking the heavenly language, the godly language. Become conduit, become channel of reconciliation. So, be reconciled to God, to me. Paul, I implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So if we ourselves are reconciled to God, Luco, we are in a winning. So, by that, so we are able to reconcile others. First, to reconcile to the Creator. The Creator of things and the love and the life, then we'll be able to reconcile to each other. This could happen to marriage setup, where we talk about the union of two. I always say it's way up first, then it becomes a way down. You'll be able to live with other people next to you when you are reconciled and in a good relationship and union with God. So those are the things we're talking about. So in a nation where we claim to be Christian, I look around, and I see the level of crime. I see the level of GPD. I see the level, the kind of marriages we are running. And I'm saying, until we reconnect to God, the designer of all of these things, our reconciliation becomes a man-made or designed, kind of men designed. Somebody said, if we continuously mention our sentences in our lines when we talk and say we are Ubuntu, we are using Ubuntu, it means we are not using Ubuntu. If we are using Ubuntu, we'll never tell anybody we are using Ubuntu. Show in our food as we use Ubuntu.
You know, you speak of division and disunity, Bob Jeff, and we've witnessed much of that this past year with xenophobic sentiments and other tensions in communities. Where are we not yet winning, or where do we need to improve in the area of reconciliation?
Oh, yes. Xenophobia is a big example of us not living together, reconciling together, more so in times of scarcity. I'm reminded of a book I read a couple of years ago, The Young Person, Animal Farm, where it was small, then everybody fights everybody. We forget the real target. We don't look solution. So when we have solution, God is an answer. When we go back to God and get answers, we never find us using xenophobia as a way out. And even in families, you look at our families, I look at most of the TV programs, not to mention the name.
Yep.
People are fighting for funny things. People are fighting for a check. People are fighting for all of those things. And if we are connected to God and find who we are, we assume our real identity. Reconciliation is part of the name. When he says he made us in his own image and after his likeness, those are the attributes that are in us. Reconciliation will somehow come. We will find ourselves reconciling because we've trained, we are from that thought. We are from that kind of a creation by God himself. And here's another challenge that you face. We, as people, we move quickly or are prone easily to the negative. We assume wrong quickly. We can't tell people too quickly. Now that you did not answer my call and Kwatile, I don't want to talk to you anymore. It's easy to go to negative than to say, maybe Luko is held up somewhere. Maybe something is wrong. Let me pray for her. Or I'll call you later and check. We never go to the positive. So we want to bring the positive. Stay in the next thing that comes out of your positioning, it just becomes a positivity. At that line, we speak about core positive values. For people to live about or through the values they profess. When you talk humility, kindness, self-control, compassion, forgiveness, those things will come easy. That's the kind of a person that you are. And that's what we're talking about here, when we talk about families and people to get to know reconciliation.
So how do we reconcile with someone who's hurt us and who hasn't even acknowledged the hurt that they've caused us, Bob Jeff?
No, that's a difficult one. I struggled for years when I discovered at a very tender age I began to pick up things. And then and people who do that most of the time is how they socialize. The socialization and the space that they grew in shapes them to think that they are right. They are within their right to do that. I've seen or heard many parents, even my ministers I walk around, parents are treating children with some attitude that says, I'm older than you, I'm an elder. You'll never ask, I'll tell you.
Exactly.
And that's not the way to do things. Young people are not doing well, they are oppressed by their own people. That's why Paul says, be reconciled to God. Walk in repentance. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you walk away from that sin. So we need the Holy Spirit to help us to lead the lifestyle of reconciliation. We need to be praying for those who are... Now, also, it's important for us to understand that. For me to walk in the fruit of repentance, it needs me to forgive and forgive those who are unable to ask forgiveness when they've done wrong to me. Not for them, but for me.
True.
So that I have a better life, then that would be better for me. So ask the Holy Spirit for grace and to forgive you, to forgive you or to give you that strength. And yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
It is a very difficult one. And the truth is, maybe you might never even get that acknowledgement, you know? You might never even get the apology. And so you're correct, Bob Jeff. At some point, you need to think of your heart and your mental state instead of waiting for that apology that might never come, actually.
Might not come at all. But take care of yourself. The Bible says we need to take care of our heart.
Mm.
You know? Because some of these things that come to us, I'm not wrong, I don't deserve it, but it's there.
It's there.
It's on you.
That's
how
true.
How do you protect yourself? Yeah, how do you make sure you take care of yourself?
And the truth is that sometimes this sounds easier said than done. It sounds easier than it really is. Are there any tools or resources that you could recommend, Bob Jeff, to help us on a reconciliation journey?
Let me go to town with the hotlines resources here. Because one of our projects in hotline is called What's Your Story? It is all about promoting understanding, empathy, and reconciliation through getting to know each other's stories.
Mm.
One of our headlines would say there, the fact that I know your name does not mean I know you until I know your story.
Exactly.
You see now, I mean, an example, when somebody wakes up at 3, warm water, takes 3 taxis, and stand on a long queue to come to work, I then begin to understand. I have more understanding of, oh, that's why they come too late to work.
Yeah.
At times, this is what they go through. Mm. When I hear of a refugee who fled away from war in their country, no longer see you, I don't want to see you as someone who's taking my job. You're not a threat to me.
Mm.
I know that something that probably has an opportunity for me. If reconciliation is a ministry, she has an opportunity for me, for ministry, to do something, to bring somebody to life. I mean, when Uluko keeps quiet on me as a friend, I'm like, Ukalile, she's no longer talking
you
to
know?
Me. It's for me to say, Chomi, it's for me to say, Chomi, is everything okay? I should not cancel. The challenge we have, I said earlier, we are prone to negativity. Quickly,
that's true.
I'm no longer calling you again. I'm no longer blah, 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 blah. But so we approach reconciliation by gently asking, so tell me, what is your story? Let me end up by saying here, we have two free resources I'd like to mention, a hotline. What's your story for families, where families can get together to know each other and go through a journey with a process that's designed, beautiful process designed for families. Number two, it's What's Your Story for Christian small groups. There's also one that focuses on building unity and reconciliation.
Wow.
So we can go straight to the website. We've been mentioning it, my sister, but for these ones, you can go to whatsyourstory.org.za. Free for resources, use for yourself, and the family and the group around you, and have fun. Let's go together.
You know what I really love about this chat that we've just had, Baba? It's the fact that, like I was saying, we had a chat, I think, for like two past weeks. One of the things we were touching on was, what do these fathers do when they've walked away? And this is a true example of which, you know what? Reconciliation is needed, and it's never too late. I think you mentioned this last week. It's just never too late.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Never.
Thank you so much, Bob Jeff. Thank you. Know how I always end it. Please give us that famous number. That famous number, please.
That's the father's coach.
Yes.
On WhatsApp, the same the number, please, listener. It's 060-058-2107. 060-058-2107. Just call hi and start the conversation. It will talk to you, and prompts are easy to follow. Thank you, Nicole.
God bless. Thank you so much, Baba Jeff. Until next time, have a good one.
Yeah, good one. Thank you there.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.